This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false? It is absolutely true.
What?
You're telling me a shtick of a creature?
Things are about to get ugly. That's going to leave a mark.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We thank you for listening to AFR, and we are going to do some serious learning the next hour and a half, so hope you're ready for that. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim. I'm not sure there's going to be anything serious about our learning, but we will do some learning.
We're going to do some learning. J.J. Jasper, how you doing, Brother J.J.?
I'm doing great. Nice to be here.
All right, so it's Learning University is on the air, and here's how we are going to conduct class. We're going to ask three trivia questions each, and then we're going to ask you to call in and answer one and ask one. Answer one of our trivia questions and then challenge the staff.
Challenge the staff. Come at us.
Bring it.
Yes, absolutely.
Bring it.
We don't think we can be stumped today.
Show us what you got.
That's right.
Okay, so here's the phone number to call in and ask your trivia question and answer one of ours. I'm going to say it slowly so you people in the South can understand. You ready?
You insulted your own people.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody once said, I know you don't hear well, so I'll talk slowly. Or so, I don't know. It was something like that. Yeah, I can't remember the joke. Do you remember the joke?
Yeah, it wasn't a joke. It was a true story. My wife, right after we got married, she helped during Share-a-thon. And she was seated. One of our staff workers has the thickest, slowest Southern drawl. When she says Bill, she says it in four syllables. And so Regina was
Bill.
Sitting. A couple more syllables. Regina was sitting next to Melanie, and she overheard her take a call from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh, man.
And so Regina sitting there, and she said, "Ma'am, do you hear how slow I talk?" Well, that's how slow I hear. And she asked her, would she slow down a little bit with her information? And we've laughed about that because everybody likes all the different dialects and accents across the country.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. All right, here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Ed, tell us what the ground rules are here.
Well, the ground rules are if you have called into the program and gotten on the show in the last 4 weeks, we ask you to wait a week so we can try to get other people.
Just
wait another week.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. Okay.
Unless we've changed the rules.
Yeah. No. It's a 1 month waiting period between calls on.
Yes. Air. That's right. Good way to put it.
I think we were just ships passing in the night right there.
Ships passing in the night. Yeah.
And
you had to hear that, folks.
Please don't email me or post Facebook messages and say, "Tim, quit interrupting." Okay, because I already get that from enough people.
So, and we actually interrupt each other,
right?
At times,
right? But it always comes back to me. They think I'm the one that interrupts. Go ahead, Ed.
All right, with my questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm excited.
There was one other thing. We got a mystery question.
Oh, yes. Sorry. My bad.
Sorry to interrupt, but that's important.
Yes, that is. Thank you for interrupting. One of the nine questions that you will hear spoken on this program in just a few minutes.
Forthcoming.
Thank you for interrupting me again. Is a mystery question. If you happen to answer it correctly, guess what you hear?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
The beloved.
Yes, as Tim would say, the beloved cowbell.
I love it.
And if you answer that correctly, JJ, what do they get?
They get a really nice Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirt, athletic gray. It has our three cartoon pictures on there, It's a good conversation starter. If you don't win the shirt, you can get this for $15 each.
Right.
And you can go to afastore.net. Fun shirt to wear. It helps the ministry. But yeah, somebody today, if they correctly answer the mystery question, then they're going to win this shirt.
And if you want to see what we're holding up right now, you go to Facebook or YouTube, type in today's issues, and you'll be able to watch the program online. And in my case, my T-shirt would serve as a bib. It wouldn't actually cover my whole body, but
Also, if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, today's issues program, and I'm going to turn the I'm holding up the T-shirt. This is a, what is this?
Looks like a 3X.
Yeah, it's a, see what size this dude is. XL.
It's an XL. Large.
So you'll get this T-shirt. Now, if I turn it sideways, you will see the keto diet after 3 years. Somebody's on the keto diet for 3 years. This is what they're going to look like right here when I'm holding up the shirt. So there you go. All right, let's proceed with our questions, professors.
All right, here are my three questions. Who was the last leader of the Soviet Union before its collapse in 1991? Who was the last leader of the Soviet Union before its collapse in 1991?
It wasn't John Lennon.
No, it was not. We'll scratch that one off. That'll narrow things down for you. All right, question number two. The gangster Al Capone actually had business cards. On them, he claimed to be which of the following? A, a used car dealer. B, a grocery store owner. C, a used furniture salesman. Or D, a dentist. What did Al Capone claim to be on his business cards? Question number three. On the popular children's show Lunch with Soupy Sales, what always happened to Soupy at the end of one of his comedy sketches? On the popular children's show Lunch with Soupy Sales, what always happened to Soupy at the end of one of his comedy sketches?
There you go. JJ, what you got?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. The story of Haman, Mordecai, and King Xerxes is found in which book of the Bible? The story of Haman, Mordecai, and King Xerxes is found in which book of the Bible? Second question, what sailor's disease resulted from deficiency of vitamin C? What sailor's disease resulted from a vitamin C deficiency? Third question, true or false? Al Lewis, who was Grandpa Munster, used to be a college basketball recruiter. Is that true or false? Al Grandpa Munster Lewis used to be a college basketball recruiter.
Well, I know what our bottom of the hour song will be coming back from the break. No, that's
Adam's family.
My bad. Confused my
monster
classic
comedies.
Monster comedy shows there. I was reading books. War and Peace.
Were you?
Yeah, instead of watching those silly little shows.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and you weren't playing basketball or anything.
No. Well,
was there anything sillier than F Troop?
I loved F Troop.
I liked it too.
But McHale's Navy.
That had to be down there on the list.
Those kind of shows were pretty silly.
What do they call it? Campy? The humor? Yeah, I enjoyed all those.
I like rich, deep storylines. Gilligan's Island, for example. Things you can sink your teeth into.
Petticoat Junction.
Things that make you think.
And the realism.
The realism.
Yeah, they can make an emergency room complete with a CAT scan out of bamboo and coconuts, but couldn't make a raft.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one. 68% of Americans do what to be on time?
Ooh, that's interesting.
That is good.
68% of Americans, of us people listening right now, unless you're listening internationally, and you may be an American, what do we do to be on time?
I will tell you what my daughter does to this day.
What?
She calls me the night before or texts me now and asks me to call her. To make sure her alarm's gone off.
Then you tell Diane, remind me to call.
No. I'm the.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm the guy.
You're the guy?
When it comes to.
Yeah. All right. So here's number two. What is the longest interstate in the country?
In the country.
The longest interstate in the country.
I say the longest.
Now, my first guess is the one in Hawaii, but that's not really going to be helpful
I don't think
to anybody.
So,
interstate highway in
not
Hawaii.
Not unless you just go.
It took Ed a second
I just
to
got
get
that
it.
One.
So maybe it'll.
I'm sorry, I was thinking about others. An F Troop episode.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's my riddle. You ready for my riddle?
Here we go.
Yep. Time for riddle.
Riddle me this.
Okay, and I've got to use a family name in here, so I'm going with Vitagliano, okay?
All right.
I see an insult coming.
No. No, this is an honor to be included in my riddle.
Okay.
Listen closely, as you must do during riddles, right?
Right.
There are 9 Vitaglianos in the family. Since each daughter shares the same brother, there are 6 girls, 1 boy. Tim, you're an idiot.
You just gave the answer away?
I did the answer instead of the question.
Oh. You should have kept going, though. Nobody was probably going
to. So you know, you can change it and sing the song.
All right, let me just give
one rolled over.
You know what? That's embarrassing right there. But let me just tell you the riddle.
Okay.
Because I think I've already given away the answer. This is. And I got another one, though.
I can speak personally. I wasn't even listening to what
you said. It went over my head. I wasn't. Yeah.
Just
go ahead,
give the riddle.
You mean give the riddle?
Give the riddle.
All right, I'll give
the
riddle.
See if they're paying attention.
Okay, I'm going to flog myself as I do this.
Well, you got people that will be turning on radio 5 minutes from now or whatever, and so, yeah.
Okay, thank you guys for encouraging me.
Absolutely, go for it.
And not judging me.
No.
Mr. and Mrs. Vitagliano have 6 daughters, and each daughter has 1 brother. How many people are in the Vitagliano family?
Okay.
I missed that first part of it, so there's a lot of people that did as well. Yeah,
besides,
there's a lot of people that tuned me out.
I just missed it. I was already preparing to hear it the second time to listen a little more closely.
All right, the question is, Mr. and Mrs. Vitagliano have 6 daughters, and each daughter has 1 brother. How many people are in the Vitagliano family? That's the riddle.
I can't speak for the Vitagliano family, but I've got 5 daughters. And thankfully, there's never any drama in our home. Said no dad with 5 daughters.
Whatever.
Ever.
All right. Let's
did you get all 3?
I got
3.
I got them, brother.
All right. First, we're going to Joseph from Texas. Joseph, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Joseph. Welcome to the program. Would you like?
I'm really excited.
Oh, well, good. Now you can be excited, but you got to keep your head in the game here because this is high drama. All right, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
My mom said you were doing the ones that no one answered last week. First,
which one was that?
Is that right?
Which one was that?
I don't have the one from last week.
No, I don't think that's. Do you have I'm not sure which one you're talking about. Do you have a different question you want to try to answer?
Yeah.
All right. Which
the one
you
want?
Joseph, which question?
The one about which book of the Bible has.
Haman and Mordecai. Okay, here's the question. The story of Haman, Mordecai, and King Xerxes is found in which book of the Bible?
Esther.
Yes, sir. Way to start us out right.
Here you go, Joseph.
You already know your Bible.
What's That's your right. question for us?
Okay. Which 3 elements are symbols of the Holy Spirit?
Which three elements
are symbols? You got the dove is for the Holy Spirit.
Water, right? Water. Let us talk amongst ourselves, Joseph. Yeah. Don't say yes.
He
or
said
no.
Elements.
Elements.
Okay. Elements.
Is a dove an element?
Oh, I guess I'm thinking, he said a symbol. Ask the question again, Joseph. Which 3 what?
Which 3 elements are symbols of the Holy Spirit?
Elements. You mean like elements of the periodic table? All right, let us talk. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Okay, so
let's go with symbols. I think that's what he's talking about.
What about like oil, water, and fire?
Wind. You know, wind is mentioned.
That's another one
in the right? Word
earth,
about the Holy Spirit.
Earth, wind.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Tim. Wind and dove and what, fire? Because it talks about the fire being a purifying.
Yeah, but water, when Jesus, you know, said he was, you know, thirsty, come let him drink, and John says he was speaking of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
There's a bunch
river
of them. Oil
waters.
When they anointed people with
that's
oil.
That's right, oil. We got about four or five to choose from.
All right, we'll go pick. All
one. Right, we'll go with dove, water, and fire. How's that,
wrong.
Joseph?
Wrong. Right, what is it?
Wait
Joseph?
A minute. Well, who are we talking to here?
It's Joseph.
Joseph, you take too much satisfaction in that. You were ready to say wrong.
Those aren't wrong. Those are in the Bible.
You're just enjoying.
Which
that.
Ones? Which ones were you looking for, Joseph?
Water, wind, and fire.
Water, so he was talking about elements
and fire,
I guess.
And not symbols.
Dove doesn't count, right?
Yeah.
You feel good about yourself now?
I'm
just teasing.
Joseph is a good, excellent Bible question and an excellent Bible answer. And
have a good weekend.
And hey, Joseph.
You too.
Thank you, bro. I'm just kidding with you. You know that, right?
Yes, okay. I am a kid. I'm 10 years old.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, that's good Bible knowledge.
Again,
10 years old.
Passing in the night.
Yes, that happens a lot.
Hey, this guy on his way into work saw a lady obviously trying to push her car. And, you know, we're so grateful for Good Samaritans. Even though he was trying to make it to work on time, he just stopped, got out, got behind the car, put his hands on the trunk, and was really pushing. Wasn't able to move the car, but he was rocking it pretty good.
Yeah.
And the woman said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm trying to help you push your car." She said, "I was about to run, and I'm stretching." So don't assume anything.
Yeah. I got hopefully this is just 30 seconds. This reminds me. I read a real police report. This is local in our community. Allison, my wife and I, we like reading police reports. I don't know what that makes us
better than obituary.
Okay, yeah.
You got me doing it.
Okay,
now.
But anyway, we like the ones.
Pretty entertaining.
We like the ones when the police officers that the paper prints it just like the cop writes it up.
Oh,
So anyway, this one police officer, he talking about cars. He said he came up on a car that was in a ditch, and he went down there, and there were two men. Okay. And he said they were trying to get the car out of the ditch, and one of them was on the front pushing back. One of them was on the back pushing front. He said went down there. They were drunk as a skunk.
Yeah,
you know, they
obviously.
Were, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if he just sat there and watched them for a while or what exactly, but anyway, they were. That's what happens when you get too much liquor in you, right?
And folks, let this be a lesson to you. About the perils of drinking
right.
that fire water.
Right, you're not going to be able to get your car out of the ditch if you can't figure out which way you want
and
to push it.
And probably wind up putting it in the ditch in the first place.
All right, let's repeat our questions quickly.
Okay.
Because I want to reset my...
All right. What was the last? Who was the last leader of the Soviet Union before its collapse in 1991? Second question, the gangster Al Capone actually had business cards. On them, he claimed to be which of the following? A used car dealer, a grocery store owner, a used furniture salesman, or a dentist? And then third question on the popular children's show Lunch with Soupy Sales, what always happened to Soupy at the end of one of his comedy sketches?
Here's what I've got. First question, what sailor's disease resulted from vitamin C deficiency? Second question, true or false? Al Grandpa Munster Lewis used to be a college basketball recruiter. Is that true or false? And I'll add one. Which is the correct name for a cow? What is the correct name for a cow that's never given birth? What is the correct name for a cow that has never given birth?
Hamburger?
I went
a little dark on
you
that
went
one,
a little
didn't
too
I?
Far.
It was funny. Here are my three questions. 68% of Americans do what so that they can be on time? Number two, what's the longest interstate in the U.S.? And number three, the riddle, which I will try. Gonna, I will try to give question before answer this time.
You're gonna beat yourself up over this all day.
Don't do it.
All right. So here it is. Mr. and Mrs. Vitagliano have six daughters, and each daughter has one brother. How many people are in the Vitagliano family? That's my riddle.
All right. We go back to the phones. We go to Kansas, and Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
About Al Capone.
Oh, all right. Good. All right. The gangster Al Capone actually had business cards. On them, he claimed to be which of the following? A used car dealer, a grocery store owner, a used furniture salesman, or a dentist?
Used furniture.
He was a used for. He claimed to be a used furniture salesman.
Yes.
Very good.
Nicely done, Michael.
Did you know that just because of your vast Al Capone knowledge, or did you look it up?
I look it up.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Research.
Do some research.
In the encyclopedia? Michael, where'd you look that up? Internet?
Up as an Al Capone business card.
Oh, okay.
Good,
all
good.
Right.
Hey, do you have a question for us, Michael?
Yes. Which college, state college, invented basketball?
What college invented basketball?
What state college?
All right, hold on just a minute.
It was
Naismith.
Naismith. They had peach baskets
In Massachusetts.
Nailed up on the wall. Was it Springfield?
Massachusetts.
Yes. What school?
What schools? What are you asking?
University of Springfield.
Ed, you're from that. Your neck of the woods.
Yeah, but I don't know the name of the school.
Springfield Community College?
Maybe Springfield College.
Well, we're going to go with Springfield College, Michael.
KU.
All right, tell us the story of that, Michael. What's the story behind it?
Oh, yeah, the guy who even wrote the rules and everything was from there. And he was one of the first referees.
Kansas University?
Yes.
Go ahead, Michael, tell us.
This guy from Canada, he was a professor down in KU, and he done basketball stuff.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All
right.
Yeah, so I had this as one of my trivia questions.
Well, hold on. Yeah, go ahead. I know. Now,
something about
Naismith, that was the guy's last name, he invented basketball.
He invented the game, but I think what Michael is saying is this coach invented, like, the rules.
He wrote the rules.
Gotcha.
And was
gotcha.
The first referee or something like that.
What was his name?
I do remember you doing a question on this.
I have no clue top of my head now.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, hey, Michael, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Okay. All right, good question. That's what we like.
That's
we like to expand our knowledge base.
And Tim's doing the research to give us the backstory.
Yeah, trying to find out how that came about.
The Kansas connection.
Hey, we're about to come up on the break. Can I do this, Tim, before
we hit
the break? Folks, we have Share-a-thon coming up in just under 2 weeks. So we're gathering stories now to play during our October Share-a-thon. We would like to hear from you. So here's the question. Has American Family Radio made a difference in your life? Have we maybe been there or given the right thought at just the right time? We want to hear your AFR story. It could be a blessing or an encouragement to other people. Here's the number to call, 877-876-8893. That's 877-876-8893. Please call and share for a minute or two. All right, if you call that number, you'll be given instructions, and you might hear yourself during Share-a-thon.
All right, we shall return in a couple of minutes. We're going to take as many calls as we can get through the next half hour on Learning University. We'll see you back here then.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, on our tour of the Holy Land in March, one of the places we'll stop is called the House of Caiaphas. This is the place where Jesus experienced the mock trial in front of the Sanhedrin that you read about in the Bible before he was taken to Pilate. He was actually held there in that house. We go there. We visit there. We see where that was. And then right beside the house are steps that date back to the time of Christ. They're stone steps that date back to the time of Christ. Those were the very steps that Jesus walked from the Garden of Gethsemane as he was brought to this mock trial at the House of Caiaphas. That's just one of the places we'll visit in March on our Holy Land tour. For all the information on this March 12th through the 20th trip, go to twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Your Second Amendment at work. That story next.
Truett McConnell University.
My name is Blake Bramlett. I graduated in May of 2016, and I graduated with a degree in interdisciplinary studies, focusing in psychology and missions. The professors here at TMU have really impacted my life in more than one way. In the classroom, of course, but really honestly, what makes the experience at Truett better is that they're mentors to us.
Are you called? Visit truett.edu today.
A burglar in Akron, Ohio, picked the wrong house to rob the other day. Turns out homeowner Daniel McGowan is a gun owner.
I pointed the pistol at him and said, if you don't move, I won't shoot you. I told him, you're going to walk ahead of me and we're going to go upstairs where I can get my cell phone and call the police. And he said, please do call the police. Please don't shoot me. I told him to get down on his knees in front of the bed and lay down on it with his arms out. And I called the police and they showed up. And here he was.
Mr. McGowan is a 73-year-old grandpa. Just a few days before, he was the victim of another burglary, but this time he had his pistol at the ready, like any other law-abiding American gun owner. Police say the suspect may be responsible for a number of other burglaries in the neighborhood. Your Second Amendment at work, America. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
So there are no words to that.
Right.
That's
the Munsters.
The Munsters.
And I got to say, that's one of the coolest theme songs you're going to ever hear.
Yeah.
That and Hawaii 5-0. So this is some pretty
cool. The Adams family, they snapped their fingers, right?
Right.
I was going to say they missed a good chance to have some finger snapping in that one.
Okay, Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR. We're here every Friday. Problems all over the world, right?
Right.
That we could be talking about. But no, we choose to ignore them by playing trivia. And we like it that way.
I like what you say.
Yeah.
Monday through Thursday, we talk as if the world's going to end. And then Friday, we pretend it's not.
Right.
Yes.
And we like it that way.
That's right.
Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. If you want to call in and be on the show and ask your question and answer one of ours, here's the phone number. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. You want to shoot us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. You want to watch the show, or I guess you could listen there too. Facebook and YouTube, type in Today's Issues. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Virginia. Sorry. And Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. You wanna?
I would like to answer one of yours and ask one of mine.
All right, okay. We like that. Which one you want to try to answer?
Ed's number one question about the last Secretary General or Premier of the
All right. Who was the last leader of the Soviet Union before its collapse in 1991, Dave?
It was Mikhail Gorbachev.
It was.
Yes.
Good Nicely job. Done. Good job.
I remember him. He had a birthmark on his head, didn't he?
Yes.
And a very prominent one. And he was the one that negotiated with President Reagan about the end of communism in Russia. In the Soviet
Well, he had perestroika and the kind of the softening of the hostilities. And Boris Yeltsin replaced him. I shouldn't give that out. I should have used that as a question next week.
But that's good. We've got a smart guy here.
Yes, sir. Dave's smart guy. What's your question for us, Dave?
Okay. I'm going to ask you the name of a woman who was very prominent in the latter part of the 20th century. She was. I'm going to give you a couple of clues. She was Memphis Upper Crust because her father was a riverboat magnate. And her name, you're either going to know it or you're not. Her name was Sarah Ophelia Colley. What was her professional name?
Was she an actress?
No more clues.
All right.
Well, okay.
She was not an actress.
She was not an actress, but she was a prominent.
Sarah Ophelia Colley, you said?
And her father?
Sarah Ophelia Colley.
Her father was a riverboat magnet?
But he also
magnate, yes.
He also farmed flowers.
That doesn't have anything to do with her.
I know, but they
professional career, though.
Colley flowers.
All right, so what was her? What was her?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got us off track. Let's get an answer. I know that Sybil Shepherd, the actress, is the famous actress. She's from Memphis.
Yeah, but she's not this old.
She was a stage person, but she was not an actress. That almost gives it away.
A what person?
Stage person.
She was on stage.
I don't have a.
We're stumped, Dave.
I don't even have.
Give us the answer.
Yeah.
Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl.
Really?
She was born
from Memphis. Yes.
And she was born in the before 1900. I guess that would make sense. She was.
I didn't say that. I said she was prominent in the latter part of the 20th century.
Okay.
All yeah, right. She was a fixture on the old Grand Ole Opry. For years.
Oh, yeah.
Country
Minnie
comedian.
Pearl.
She had the little price tag hanging from
well
her hat.
She was an upper crust lady, but she loved the plain American life. She spent a good portion of her young life with a sharecropper family in Alabama.
Okay.
And she learned the nuts and bolts of living.
All right.
That's very interesting.
Did you know the family in any way?
No.
Okay,
just some good trivia.
I saw it on PBS's Country Music.
Oh yeah, they got a Ken Burns special on the history of country music going.
Oh, okay,
I watched
Pearl.
A little bit of it.
It was very good.
Yes, good. It was.
All right,
thank you, brother.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, brother. That's good trivia.
Hey,
Minnie Pearl.
Speaking of country music, this past Sunday night, big rivalry. The New Orleans Saints beat the Dallas Cowboys there in the Superdome, and so a real close game, 12-10. When everybody's leaving the Superdome. The New Orleans, folks, over the loudspeaker played Mama Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
That's
was
funny.
Clever.
That's rubbing the salt.
There
in the
should have been a flag thrown. That's taunting the other side pretty rough there.
All right, we go to Texas, back to the phones, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
And greetings from Cut and Shoot.
Cut and Shoot.
Yes, sir. Mm. How you doing,
we
John?
We still got the T-shirts you sent us, John.
Sure do.
Where I'm proudly.
I actually wore it a couple of weekends ago around the house.
Appreciate it.
John, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Mm-hmm. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I want to try the one with Soupy Sales.
Okay. Here's the question. On the popular children's show, Lunch with Soupy Sales, what always happened to Soupy at the end of one of his comedy sketches?
He got a pie in the face.
Yes, he did.
Oh!
And that is
the mystery
question.
You recognize that sound, John?
Yes, I do.
Hey, you didn't think you were going to win anything when you woke up this morning, huh?
No, not really.
T-shirt back at you.
That's right. You reap what you sow, John. You're going to get a free T-shirt.
Well, I tell you what, I would like to follow the lead of the great Todd from North Carolina, since I already have the T-shirt.
Okay. And
I would like the next person to get the right answer to, if you could gift it to them.
Okay.
That's very generous
we'll
of you,
that.
John. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Paying it forward.
Yeah.
Now, John, do you remember, I don't know how old you are, do you remember the Soupy Sales show?
Yes, I do. I'm 71 now.
Oh, okay. All right. So
when would that have been on the air?
Late 50s, 60s, all the way to 69, but he had a couple of shows in the 70s. You don't remember Soupy Sales?
No, I remember that he was on like the Hollywood Stars or something.
Yes, he was. Hollywood Squares for a long time.
Barely remember Soupy Sales, but I think that he was one of the hosts of the Gong Show. Didn't he come back and he was one of the hosts?
No, that's Chuck Barris, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, John, that was great. Congratulations. I was going to say stay on the line. You don't need to do that since you're paying it forward, but do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do, and I like to do sometimes civics with y'all.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, we know that the voting members of the House of Representatives are 435 members, but the Constitution says that every state has to have at least one member of Congress. Okay? And at present, there are seven states. Can you name them, or would you like to?
Seven states what?
That just have one?
That just have one member of Congress.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So well, don't say anything.
Don't say anything, John. I know
Vermont?
I know Wyoming.
Wyoming
is
right.
One. I'm going to guess Montana.
Montana is a good guess.
Tell me when we hit a wrong one.
What about North Dakota? Only 600,000 people in North Dakota.
Hold on a second. Let's go North Dakota, Montana, and
Wyoming.
Are those three correct?
Yes, sir, they are.
Okay, we got four more then?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
What about South Dakota? A few more people there, I think. But
What about South Dakota?
Yes.
Okay, that's four down. We got three more to go. These are going to have to be very densely populated. No, very parsley.
All right, let me ask you this. Okay,
parsley.
What about Alaska or Hawaii? Now,
Hawaii's going to have two, I think. Well, I don't know that.
Okay.
But I think Alaska we're going to say Alaska. Is Alaska correct?
Yes.
We've got five.
Okay, we're down to two more. We're down to two more.
See, it's the problem is going to have small states, but I don't like. What about Rhode Island? I mean, Rhode Island's going to be a small state.
Vermont,
it may have,
but they may
like
have
Providence,
a lot of
maybe. Or Vermont. I bet Vermont's one.
Okay, what about Vermont?
Yes.
So we're down to one.
We
right?
just have one.
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yes,
we're doing last one's going to be
California.
No doubt.
What
makes me happy is we're doing this as a team.
Yes.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
I think it's important.
It is important.
Oh, we got one more left.
What about Idaho?
Idaho's got Boise and Coeur d'Alene.
The problem is you get like Providence.
I say let's.
I don't think it's going to be Idaho. I think it's going to be
Rhode Island.
I think it's going to be in New England, one of the smaller.
What about Maine?
What about Connecticut?
Maine.
Let's go with Maine.
All right,
we'll go with Maine.
No.
Okay, what is it?
Delaware.
Delaware only has one, huh?
They only have one House of Representatives member. Okay, is that Hunter Biden?
Well played.
No, he's too busy. He's too busy making money in China and
that guy's
Ukraine.
Always got a big wide smile on his face, doesn't he? And who wouldn't?
Yeah,
killing it like he is.
Oh my word! If you could have heard, I was watching The Five yesterday on Fox, and the one guy went on a rant, and he said that he is the hood ornament on the swamp jalopy. He said, everybody knows that guy who didn't do anything in his life. He just was worthless, but he just made his living on his daddy's name. He said, people know that guy in your town or whatever. And he said he is the poster child for
the
that.
Hood ornament on
oh,
the swamp
he said
jalopy.
He's the hood ornament on the swamp jalopy.
Hey, John, that was a great trivia question.
Yeah, we feel like we've already taken a class.
Thank you, brother, and thank you for paying it forward. That's John from
Let's remember that. The next one answers correctly.
I'm going to have to give – I've had three questions answered. Can we redo our questions again? Mm-hmm. I got to put three more in to the game. All right. I mean, to the – not the game, this very serious class we're doing. All right. I'm going to add three questions. On the show Captain Kangaroo, the captain got the nickname Kangaroo because of his really big shoes. Is that true or false? Second question, Jesus issued a pronouncement of woe upon three cities that would not repent. What were those three cities?
Good question.
And a history question, what empire was called the sick man of Europe prior to World War I?
Here's what I've got. First question, what disease did sailors get that resulted from a vitamin C deficiency? What sailor's disease resulted from a vitamin C deficiency? Second question, true or false? Al Grandpa Munster Lewis used to be a college basketball recruiter. Is that true or false?
Mm-hmm.
Third question, what is the correct name for a cow that's never given birth? What is the correct name for a cow that has never had a calf?
All right, my questions are as follows.
Tim, maybe you want to start with the answers first, if you'd like.
you mean Jeopardy?
Yes, that's
right. You like Jeopardy?
That's right.
Okay. 68% of Americans do what to be on time? Got it?
Yep.
Number two, what's the longest interstate in the U.S.? What's the longest interstate in the U.S.? In fact, this interstate passes through 15 states.
Wow.
Yep. And number three, here's the riddle that I gave the answer to earlier in the hour, which Ed has now used to in mocking friendship against me. Here's the question. Ready for the riddle, everybody? Listen closely. Mr. and Mrs. Vitagliano have six daughters, and each daughter has one brother. How many people are in the Vitagliano family? Did everybody hear the question?
Yes.
Is it understandable?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Folks,
right.
If it will be a help to you, think of second cousin twice removed. Enter that into the equation,
yes,
and you're going to be able to do
that.
The
should
math
narrow it
better.
Down for you.
And I'm 56, and I still don't know what the removed
second
part.
Removed.
Oh, I don't either.
I don't either, but I heard it a lot growing up.
Yeah, and the older I get, the more I think, I don't really want to know the answer to that question. That sounds too hard to try to figure out. All right, we go back to the phones. Texas, we're going to Texas again. Danny is on the line. Danny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors. How are y'all doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you for asking, Danny. Hey, now, Danny,
y'all are just knocking it out of the park today, too. I mean, y'all are just doing great. You should each give yourself a free T-shirt getting six out of those seven states right.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Thank you for your effort.
We're not going to exhibit any false humility here.
I'll do it for you. That's okay.
Thank you for that false humility on our behalf. Hey, Danny, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I will try both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
JJ's question about the sailor disease.
Here's the question, Danny. What sailor's disease resulted from a vitamin C deficiency?
I believe they called that scurvy.
You're exactly right. You know, that's just fun to say. Scurvy.
Oh, never mind now, Brent.
I was trying to
get Brent to play the...
Oh,
he wins the T-shirt.
Absolutely. We need to hear that cowbell.
Oh.
Danny, there you go.
You won yourself a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Danny.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
actually, awesome. John from Cut and Shoot, Texas won it just before you, but he's won it before, so he
I
said
heard.
the next person to get a question correct. So that is you.
Thank you, John. Congratulations, Danny. And,
John. He's a very nice man from Cut and Shoot up there.
He is.
Scurvy. Shiver me timbers.
Yeah.
Polly wants a cracker, and we're trying to keep from getting scurvy.
Well, I always thought it was from not eating the parrot. That was what
too far. Hey, Danny, good job on that. What's your question for us?
Thank you very much. Well, in honor of baseball playoffs, I am going to give you a slow pitch right across the middle of the plate.
All right.
In Ephesians chapter 6, this is a Bible question. Paul talks about my brain just went empty.
It wasn't so easy after all, was it, Danny?
The armor of God.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Armor of God.
Well, I know the answer to that, but maybe I should give you the answer first instead of somebody else did, but I don't know.
Wow. Tim.
Okay, so he...
Armor of God,
he
Danny.
He talks about the armor of God, right. You have the breastplate of righteousness. You have the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. In verse 17 of chapter 6, what is the sword of the Spirit?
The sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
Home run.
Home run.
Thank you, Danny.
Right. Knocked it out of the park, J.J. Yeah. Jasper.
They knocked it out of the park. Yes, yeah. Sir, J.J.
I got to say, good Danny, job, that because the Red Sox aren't in the playoffs, I don't really care. I've taken my ball and gone home.
Danny, I was watching a little bit of St. Louis playing Atlanta, and I almost texted Tim Wildman because he was a Cardinals fan growing up. But I thought of you, Tim, when I watched a little bit of that last night.
I used to know every player and where they were born and everything about them. But
batting averages.
As the years go on, it's hard to keep up with much information.
Tim rode around Danny on his Stingray bike with the banana seat and the handlebars that came up. Listen with that transistor radio.
Baseball cards and the spokes.
You did too, didn't you, John?
Hey, Danny. We put baseball cards in the spokes.
We did it with a clothespin. You young whippersnappers don't know what a clothespin is.
And it helped. I don't even know what a clothespin is.
No, but it helped to give our bikes a real nice sound.
And those baseball cards that we put in the spokes, Danny, are now worth enough to buy a house. That's the problem.
Yeah,
that's true.
Hey, Danny, do not hang up. We're going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts is going to get address and size, and we're going to get you a brand new Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirt in the mail. All right.
We got the best listeners. That was really nice of John from Cut and Shoot.
That is kind of sad that we've lost the gift of imagination, so to speak, if that's what you want to call it, a gift. I mean, when you're a young boy and you have a transistor radio.
And you're imagining it in
your imagining head. you're listening to baseball, you know, and it's on your team, and I guess everybody thinks their younger years are wonder years, I guess, but man, riding around 10 years old listening to the Cardinals
when you're playing baseball in the summer with your friends, you're imagining somebody.
Now
they all have the
video games.
Yeah, Major League Baseball game, and they're watching it. So
it's a different world we live in.
It is, and our time was better. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're saying, you know, when we were growing up.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Back to the phones.
Well, speak of the angel, we go to North Carolina, and Todd is on the line. Todd, I didn't want to say speak of the devil because we don't speak of him. Not in a good way. So welcome back to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors. How are you?
We're doing well. Mm-hmm. Todd, did you hear your name mentioned earlier?
Yes, I did. And it's like that was really nice of John to say that. He referred to me as the great Todd. I prefer to think of myself as like the slightly above average Todd.
Well, here's one thing for sure. You're going to be entered into the Learning University Hall of Fame.
Right.
As many times as you.
Inductees.
That's right. So you'd be waiting for that. And
I think, as far as I know, Todd has gotten the mystery question more times than anyone.
Oh, he's gotten it three or four times more than anybody. Yeah. I doubt that anybody's gotten it twice. How many times have you won, Todd?
Somewhere between 10 to 12.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that remarkable?
Wow.
Number one, to be able to even get through on the phone.
Right.
And then, of all nine questions, land on it, and then you have to answer it correctly.
Right.
Todd, if I come up your way...
and give you $20.
Can we sneak on up to Atlantic City?
To the Powerball.
Maybe. I don't know. See how that goes for us.
No, we're kidding.
Well, Tim?
Yeah.
It's like this. It's like I don't know what to think of you, my man. You're trying to corrupt me.
There you go.
Get thee behind.
Yeah,
me.
Hey, we want people to know we're absolutely kidding.
Get thee behind me, Tim.
Hey, Todd, ask, answer, or do both.
I'd like to do both.
Which one you feel good about?
I'm going to tackle Ed's question about the cities that Jesus pronounced a judgment on.
All right. So Jesus issued a pronouncement of woe upon three cities that would not repent. Todd, what were those three cities?
It was Chorazim, Bethsaida, and Capernaum.
That is correct.
Wow, Todd. Mm. I really admire your knowledge of the word. Hey, thank you for being such a diligent Bible student.
We go to Capernaum on our Holy Land tour. You can still go there today.
Wow. Okay.
That's ancient remains.
Right.
I was just going to say, Tim, I visited Israel back in November of 1995, so I actually visited both Capernaum and Chorazim. I don't remember whether we went to Bethsaida or not, but I know of the first two I did.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. And, you know, the names of those places are still there today. So
Remarkable. But,
all right, fire away, Todd. Let's see what you got today.
Well, I'm going to hit you with a music question today.
All right.
I want you to name me the four Pointer Sisters.
Okay, we're
going to talk amongst ourselves.
Diana Ross,
there was one.
Hold on, Todd, don't say that.
There was Bertha. Bertha?
Hold on, you guys.
Listen, I don't have a clue. So it's between you and JJ.
Okay.
Diana Ross was with the Supremes. I was just kidding about that. But the Pointer Sisters. Wow.
We are family. You remember that song?
Yes, I do.
Pointer Sisters?
That was the Pointer Sisters.
Okay.
Nope.
No, that's Sister Sledge.
Another group, Tim.
Sister Sledge?
That was Sister Sledge.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
The Pointer Sisters, I don't know. Yeah, we don't know. What were their names?
Okay, there's Ruth, June, Anita, and Bonnie.
So they were all named after months.
Where were they from? What brought this question to your mind? Are you a fan or something?
Well, I'm a music fan. I have been for years. I know you and I have talked about, you know, the music that we grew up with, because you know, all of us are baby boomers, so you know we remember the Pointer Sisters very well. So I just remember hearing all name.
So we are family of Sister Sledge, not the Pointer Sisters. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So I get the Pointer Sisters and the Supremes mixed up. If I heard either of their songs, I would have a hard time guessing who.
Diana Ross is hard to confuse with anybody.
Well, and I get the Supremes mixed up with Kiss, which was
that's easily
my favorite group. And when I was in high school,
I get Supreme mixed up with Pepperoni and Meat Lovers.
Hey, I saw Gene Simmons.
I'm glad Ed got that.
I love that.
Gene Simmons, the Kiss guy, saw him in the Birmingham airport.
Sisters, that actually they are all daughters of a minister.
Oh, all right.
Their father was a preacher.
Wow.
They grew up in church, you know, singing in the choir and everything. So
Amen.
They're originally from the Oakland, California area.
Okay, hey,
all right, Todd, we are up here against the break. Thank you. God bless you, brother.
Tim said he saw Gene Simmons of Kiss in the Birmingham.
Yeah, I was in the Birmingham airport. Allison and I were I think this is June. We were going somewhere. And
did you recognize him because he kept running over his tongue with his luggage?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, they had done a Kiss concert in Birmingham, but he was right behind me in line going through security. Went through security like everybody else.
Did you say
hello? He didn't have a private plane, so he's eco-friendly. What now?
Did you say hello?
I'll tell you about it. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.